This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. RTD drivers and mechanics are getting a big raise. This transit agency and its largest employee union agreed to a new three-year contract Friday. It bumps starting pay up to $24 an hour. Union President Lance Loggenbaugh.
People are excited about it. The feedback that we're getting from people that have looked at it, people who have been here for a very long time, are telling us this is the best contract they've ever seen.
RTD is short about 250 frontline workers. Loggenbaum says the new deal should help with recruiting and retention. The Denver March powwow kicked off yesterday. For CPR News, Eli Emadali reports.
Carol Melting-Tallow braids her son Xavier Bolton's hair as he sits in a lawn chair on the edge of the arena watching dancers warm up. Melting-Tallow is a member of the Blood Tribe and a world champion women's fancy shawl dancer. She says experiencing the powwow with her son is about legacy, identity, and pride.
A lot of people think that we lost our way of life, but we haven't. This is how you preserve it, and then by preserving it is showing your offspring the things that you were taught from your parents or your great-grandparents.
Melting-Tallow says she hopes she and her son can resume traveling to dance at other powwows now that the pandemic has eased. For CPR News, I'm Eli Emadali.
And the powwow wraps up at the Denver Coliseum today. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.